The polls were wrong again. It wasn't even close. Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party won a decisive victory in the UK general election yesterday.
This One Nation Conservative government has been given a powerful new mandate. To get Brexit done. And not just to get Brexit done, but to unite this country and to take it forward.
We're going to focus for a few minutes on one key word there in Johnson's victory speech, unite. You see, the Conservative Party was not the only winner in this election. The Scottish National Party swept the board in Scotland, while in Northern Ireland, for the first time in history, Irish nationalists got more seats than those committed to preserving their union with Britain. So Boris Johnson might well be able to lead the United Kingdom out of the European Union, but can he keep the UK united? The World's Chris Wolfe reports.
If Scotland and Northern Ireland leave the UK, the Queen will reign over a smaller realm than any of her predecessors in the last 850 years.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's Mel Gibson leading the fight for Scottish freedom in the 1200s in the movie Braveheart. Scotland was and is its own country within the United Kingdom. It has a unique history and identity. But a referendum on independence in 2014 narrowly failed. That seemed to put a lid on Scottish aspirations for a time, but thanks to Brexit, they're back.
The people of Scotland have spoken. It is time now to decide our own future.
That's Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the SNP, the Scottish National Party, speaking last night after their dramatic victory. Johnson's Conservatives were crushed in Scotland. Now Sturgeon wants a new referendum on independence.
Let me be very clear. This is not simply a demand that I or the SNP are making. It is the right of the people of Scotland. And you, as the leader of a defeated party in Scotland, have no right to stand in the way.
The SNP wants Scotland to get its chance at freedom soon, before the UK even leaves the European Union. But Johnson's Conservative Party has already rejected the idea. Sajid Javid, a senior Conservative politician, took to the airwaves this morning to lay out some cold, hard political facts.
Obviously, everyone respects the decision of the Scottish people and their representatives will come to Parliament, but we will govern as a United Kingdom Parliament. And the majority, and a strong majority, is held by us. That's the decision the British people have made collectively. And we'll be focusing on our priorities. And we have ruled out and will rule out another Scottish referendum. We've had one a few years ago. There will not be another one.
Simply put, a Scottish referendum would have to be authorised by Parliament in London. So stalemate for now. There was a dramatic result in Northern Ireland, too. For the first time in history, Sinn Féin, the party seeking a united Ireland, won more parliamentary seats than the DUP, the party that wants to maintain the union with Britain. Arlene Foster is the leader of the DUP.
I am absolutely very disappointed, not just for North Belfast, but actually for Northern Ireland.
Let's remember the conflict in Northern Ireland cost thousands of lives in the 30 years of troubles down to the truce of 1998. And tensions still bubble beneath the surface. The question of the Irish border has bedeviled Brexit since the get-go, and it's increasingly likely that Northern Ireland will now get some kind of special deal under Brexit, and fears of a return to a hard border seem to be fading. The political shifts in Northern Ireland are being watched closely south of the border. Leo Varadkar is Taoiseach, or Prime Minister, of the Republic of Ireland.
We've seen, without doubt, a big change in the political landscape in Northern Ireland. But what hasn't changed is that the future, I believe, for us in Ireland is reconciliation, it's power sharing, it's closer cooperation between North and South, and also between Britain and Ireland. So, you know, I think people shouldn't race ahead of themselves with other plans.
Other plans, such as uniting the two Irelands. In other words, the government in Dublin is in no rush to force the issue. Irish Times commentator Fintan O'Toole says there's a practical argument for this.
The British state subsidises Northern Ireland to a huge extent, something like £10 billion a year, which is a lot of money for a small place with 1.5 million people. The Irish state, I think, either couldn't, but even if it could, probably wouldn't do that.
So Boris Johnson's United Kingdom looks like it will be staying united for now. For The World, I'm Chris Wolfe.